Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 9th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 43 degrees, and the current wind chill is 43 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A police chief has passed away. Julio Flores has more.
Columbus Police Chief Jason Daniels has passed away after a brief battle with cancer. He dedicated his professional life to the police department for more than 20 years, while dedicating his personal life to his family, a wife and three kids. A number of benefits had already been planned to help the family with medical expenses. Those will still take place. You will find more information on the city's Facebook page. Jason Daniels was 49 years old. I'm Lou Flores.
Project leaders broke ground Wednesday for the new Wichita Biomedical Campus. Governor Laura Kelly was among those who joined leaders from Wichita State University and KU for the groundbreaking. The eight-story building will go up between Topeka and Broadway, south of William in downtown Wichita, and will feature classrooms, labs, a student success center, and meeting spaces. The first phase of the new Wichita Biomedical Campus will open in the spring of 2027. Construction will officially begin soon. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Take on the work with Steel. Lightweight and maneuverable, the Steel MS-162 chainsaw is as powerful as it is easy to use. Whether you're tackling spring cleanup or prepping firewood for fall, get to work with Steel. Right now, you can save $20 on the gas-powered MS-162 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov/...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A total of $100,000 will be available to restore barns across Kansas, as Kansas Tourism reports that the Barn Adaption and Restoration Needs, or Barn Grant, will expand agritourism in the Sunflower State. Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Jobe said the type of project they're looking for are those that have potential to bring new visitors to Kansas. She said agritourism is an effective way to celebrate our state's agricultural tradition while providing unforgettable travel experiences to visitors. And according to the Kansas Department of Commerce, these barns are part of the state's agricultural history and could be demolished or collapsed without this grant. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said transforming barns through the barn program will preserve historical structures and repurpose them into vibrant hubs for agritourism business, while all bringing new life and economic opportunities into Kansas communities. $100,000 will be distributed this year, with a maximum of $25,000 available per restoration project. And if you want to restore a barn, you must come up with 50% of the cost, and the barn grant will fund 50%. Applications for the barn grant are open until July 31st, and for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov and click on the link. Disability rights advocates applaud a budget provision meant to shorten wait times for disabled Kansans who need services, as lawmakers overrode Governor Kelly's veto to implement a provision that puts caps on the wait times for Kansans who want to receive state-funded disability services. Included in the state budget, the provision would forbid the waiting list from exceeding 6,800 people during the fiscal year that begins in July. The latest data shows 7,698 Kansans currently are waiting for services, with 5,342 people on the intellectual and developmental disabilities wait list and 2,356 people on the physical disability wait list. The legislature set aside $45.8 million available for fiscal year 2025 to fund services for Kansans who are currently on the state's waiting list. divided evenly between people with intellectual and physical disabilities and those who have physical disabilities. The law requires the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services by January to provide the legislature with an estimate on the cost of keeping this cap in place. The legislature will have to pass a supplemental funding bill to cover the cost of keeping the list below the caps of $4,800 for the IDD wait list and $2,000 for the PD wait list. The wait lists have been a long, intensifying problem. Kansans with intellectual or developmental disabilities are eligible for Medicaid-funded support waivers that cover a variety of needed services. People who want to receive this assistance are placed on a waiting list supervised by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. However, wait times can last more than 10 years, and more Kansans have been added to the slow-moving list. Governor Kelly said she supported finding a solution to the wait times. However, she vetoed the caps because of concerns about capacity if they were implemented, saying that by instituting a cap on the number on the wait list, the agency will be unable to maintain reserve capacity intended for specialty populations, such as children coming into the Department for Children and Families custody and home and community-based service. The Senate voted 28-12 and the House won 16-9 to override the governor's veto. Governor Kelly recently proclaimed tomorrow, Friday, May 10th, as Child Care Provider Appreciation Day in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with Child Care Aware of America, celebrates this special day on the Friday before Mother's Day every year to recognize child care providers, teachers, and other educators of young children. Child care providers enables Kansas to thrive as parents are active in the workforce at unprecedented levels, and these professionals work tirelessly every day to ensure the safety and healthy development of children in Kansas. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Deputy Secretary for Public Health Ashley Goss said they recognize that child care is a demanding industry to be in, and individuals who choose to embark in this profession are some of the most dedicated and caring people in their communities. She said they're proud to be partnering with child care providers across the state as they take on the responsibility of caring for children in Kansas. The recognition of child care providers is important as Kansas continues to improve the industry to better serve parents, children, and child care professionals. There are 23,000 child care professionals actively working in approximately 4,500 licensed facilities in Kansas, and they provide a safe, nurturing place for the enrichment and development of children, so these facilities are a vital force in our economy. More information about Child Care Provider Appreciation Day can be found at Child Care Aware of America, and you can join the celebration and thank child care providers on social media tomorrow, Friday, May 10th, by using hashtag ThankYouChildCare. In Nebraska news, Grand Island police are investigating after a local bank reported a former employee and another customer forged another customer's signature on a loan. According to the Grand Island Police Department, at around 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, First National Bank at 810 Allen Drive made an online report that a customer's signature was forged on a loan valued at more than $5,000 by a former employee and another customer. Captain Dean Elliott said the investigation is in the early stages and it was unclear when the loan occurred. He said the report was forwarded to an investigator who reached out to the bank but has not been able to communicate as of now, so the Grand Island Police Department is still working to gather more information. Elliott said if a bank employee signed someone else's name on a loan or took money out of a bank without permission, the charge is enhanced due to them being a bank employee. Fremont police reported that two people were arrested on Wednesday in an armed vehicle robbery in Fremont. According to police, at around 1:30 a.m., officers received a report that a Subaru Legacy was stolen in an armed robbery, and officers started patrolling the area for the Subaru and another SUV that was involved in the theft. Eventually, officers found both vehicles. However, the drivers took off, and the pursuit of the SUV ended in a crash near the Platte River Bridge. The driver was flown to a hospital to be treated for their injuries, and officers later found the Subaru Legacy at another location. 20-year-old Samuel Fetisha was arrested on suspicion of robbery and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, and a 17-year-old has also been charged on suspicion of third-degree assault, robbery, and theft. 21-year-old Tristan Ferguson received 8 to 14 years in prison for the death of University of Nebraska-Lincoln student, 19-year-old Jesse Krausnick, in 2022. According to authorities, the deadly shooting happened early in the morning of November 25, 2022 in Imperial in southwest Nebraska, where Krausnick and Ferguson were staying in the same house. A group of minors had been drinking there after Ferguson used a fake ID to buy a large amount of alcohol, and according to an arrest affidavit, Ferguson pointed a shotgun that he thought was unloaded at Krausnick and pulled the trigger. Krausnick was taken to Chase County Community Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Ferguson pled no contest on February 6 to manslaughter and attempted possession of a deadly weapon during a felony. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris DeLamont to update on the team and their meet today in Russell.
I'm here with head track coach Chris DeLamont. Coach, last week we traveled over to Colby. It was kind of a smaller squad for you due to forensics went down in Wichita area. And then, of course, you took some of your junior varsity to fulfill the team. Let's talk a little bit about the Colby meet.
Yeah, we look at Colby every year as we have such a competitive forensics team that they're usually traveling down to Wichita on Friday, so they're not available for the meet. So it works out because then we have those other athletes who maybe are not top three in their events, and so then this gives them the opportunity to kind of load up and do their four events at this meet. And we had a decent day when we first got there, but of course when it started to, the wind started to pick up and we had storms kind of popping up all around us, and the kids did a really good job of managing that and, you know, getting the best out of it. But they ended up canceling it at about the 300s. So we were sitting there and a good storm blew in and, you know, kids were scrambling all over the place. But we still ended up with 10 PRs, which was good out of that, individual PRs. We didn't run any relays, just some individual events. I guess the one relay that we did run, and it's worth mentioning, is the throwers 4x1, which was Corbin Ambrose and Olivia Alexander, Dally Braun, and Jarrett Fonestiel. They won the 4x1, which was it was a full throwers 4x1, and the fun fact was they got a cake out of that, so they were pretty excited about that.
Coach, you talk about the weather conditionings out of there at Colby, and we're seeing a lot of wind, and in this last weekend and this little bit started this versus week, we're seeing some heavy, severe storms. How are the kids working that out, you know, in the track meets?
Well, like we were talking off air a little bit, we had those early meets, which were nice and warm, 70 and sunny and no wind, and then we started dealing with it, I think, about Plainville. It seemed like we started picking up and dealing with some more adverse weather. And we knew it was going to happen. It's spring in Kansas, and that's fine. And our kids, it's a mental game. And the other thing is that, you know, the great ones always adapt and adjust to it. And I think our kids have done a really good job with that because we've still seen improvement in times and marks. And so that's encouraging. And that's a mindset thing. And I feel like we have an advantage there where our kids are – you know, I mentioned it last week. We have great coaches that push them hard to overcome adversity in different ways, and our kids respond to it. So it's a great testament to them as well.
Coach, this coming Thursday, you'll be traveling down to Russell, Kansas for the Mid-Continent League meet there. And, of course, you've seen several of the teams throughout the year, but this is a very competitive league tournament. And why don't we talk a little bit about some of the teams that you already have seen, some that you may not have seen, and talk about the competition.
Yeah, this will be all 11 schools in the league, of course, and very competitive. We've seen a few of them and kind of tussled with them in different meets, and we feel like, you know, on the boys' side, Hoxie's extremely good in Phillipsburg. They score a lot of points on the track. And, you know, so we're going to go after them in different places, I guess. Our philosophy there is that we might have to get creative and try to find different ways to score points. And that's kind of what we've been doing. We're looking for those ways. And our girls on that side, you know, Ellis and TMP are extremely competitive, and we see them scoring points in a lot of different ways. And so, again, we have to get creative. That goes back to that toughness piece that our athletes, they're going to have to maybe take on another event, or they might have to step into a different role in this regard. And that's kind of how we approach the league meet, is obviously we want to do everything we can to win it. And so it's going to be a fun meet. We're hoping for decent weather. You know, right now it doesn't look as warm as we'd like, but, you know, they have good facilities down there. We haven't been to a track meet down there in quite a few years. So, you know, it's kind of leading on the coaches that have been there before to kind of fill our athletes in on kind of what to expect. And today, Tuesday, we have the junior high is down there for their league meet. And so, you know, Coach Bailey's down there watching Carter. And so, we've got her spying things and checking out the facility. And again, we're excited for the opportunity. And our kids were pretty healthy at this point. So thank the good Lord for that. And so hopefully we can go in there and put our best foot out there and compete really hard and do well.
The Mid-Continent League meet here, it runs a different format that you're not seeing very many at very many meets. Why don't you talk about the time and then the format they'll be running at the MCL?
Yeah, so they'll do a 3 o'clock start for the field events. And so now we get into the league meet and regional. These all have prelims. So your field events are going to have 3 attempts, and then they'll take the top 7 to the finals, and then they score out the top 6. And then prelims in the running events will start at 4:30, and they'll take the top 8 to the finals, and the finals will begin about 30 minutes after the 4x8s.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel down to Russell for the Mid-Continent League meet. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the track team in their meet today in Russell. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter toast, peanut butter twist, milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be biscuits and gravy, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be soft shell taco, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 69 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 44 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 72 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 45 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 77. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 73. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 76. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be sunny with a high near 81. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 41 degrees, and the current wind chill is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Bill Self joined Andy Katz for an interview on the March Madness social media accounts on Monday and discussed Hunter Dickinson and how he can still develop using his COVID year this upcoming season.
Athletically, he can still do better. Guard ball screens better, set and get out of ball screens better. And the one thing that, you know, we love Hunt, but the one thing that I don't think he did last year as well as he can do, he didn't shoot the ball consistently. He was on a roll. I don't know if you remember start the season, Cat shooting 70% from three for the first, you know, half the first 13 games or whatever. And then after that, you know, he went through a pretty big drought. I think just him shooting the basketball, which is what he does, I think he can shoot it much better and then just play a little bit more athletic. I would think the two things with him.
Former Kansas State guard R.J. Jones is transferring to a Big 12 foe as he committed to TCU yesterday morning. Jones was a four-star recruit that played in 28 games this past season at Kansas State. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We can expect some breezy and mild weather to continue throughout the rest of the work week, but it does look like precipitation chances return starting Sunday and will stick with us through at least Wednesday. We have this trough of low pressure that's actually retrograding back to the west over the Four Corners region. Another upper-level low responsible for this week's severe weather is pushing off to the east. Saturday night, the upper-level low to the west will begin moving eastward into the plains, with precipitation chances ramping up again on Sunday. Northwestern Kansas today, partly sunny with a high 65. North Central Kansas, sunny and dry with today's high 72, clear and 48 overnight. In northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high 74, partly cloudy, 49 tonight. Southwestern Kansas, scattered areas of light rain with a high 71. South Central Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, our low near 50. And in southeastern Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s, 51 tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, wholesale beef faded late yesterday. Pork, as far as the cutout value, was higher. And as far as the discount between the cattle futures and the cash market, it's actually widened a bit yesterday as well. Futures expect to start the week sluggish. Cash trade still hasn't taken place as of yet, but expecting to be steady at least. Overnight grain trends, a little bit higher corn and soy late in the offing. Wheat, though, sharply higher, up 14 cents hard red winter, up 11 soft red winter. Corn up 2, soybeans were up 4. Planting window, key right there, and depending on where we see the rain, which we have more chances of coming into some parts of the southern plains. This is the Kansas Ag Network.